pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. Our call-in number tonight in every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. I want to say hello to everybody out there in podcast land. Hello to all in the chat room and course to Sue from New Mexico that's on the switchboard. I'm going to be flying solo today. Al is out on assignment. He'll be back next week. He returns, the return of Big Al next week. We'll kick the show off today. It's Monday. I hope everybody had a great weekend, a great Father's Day, and whether your father is living or deceased, it's always good to remember and laud your father. And definitely proud of my pop, World War II veteran, Purple Heart recipient, a brave and a tough man raised by Italian immigrants who loved this country, became citizens of the United States, and he and his brothers and sisters were definitely proud Americans, and they fought for their country, but most of all, he was a great dad, and that's one thing to remember. So while Al is on assignment, say that three times fast, and the only thing I've had is a two double espressos, and I can't even say it. So while Al is out on assignment, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that today, June 19th, and the fact that it's June 19th, we have a new holiday in America, and you can thank the revisionist historians. You can thank the ridiculousness of multiculturalism and political correctness. And it's a newly manufactured, you know, holiday to divide the United States of America, and how somehow Juneteenth has come to fruition. And of course, during the hearings, the testimonies at in California with regards to reparations, it wasn't just 400 years, it's now 500 years. And it wasn't just June, it was July. But the fact is that let's not talk about the African tribal leaders who sent their own people into bondage and slavery. Let's not talk about, okay, the African tribal leaders who sold their own people into slavery. And the fact that in Islam, slavery continues today, whether it's in devout fundamental Islamic nations like Saudi Arabia, for instance. Just take a look at what's going on in Saudi Arabia. And of course, that's been swept under the proverbial prayer rug with regards to Filipino non-Muslims going to work for tax-free money in Saudi Arabia, and then women being in prison, they can't even get to their own embassy because they are slaves. So I decided to look at a 1969 Encyclopedia, Columbia Encyclopedia for Juneteenth and for June 19th. And I found in the encyclopedia something really interesting. So I looked under June, Junction, Junction City, June, Jenny June, June, C month. So I was able to find the other encyclopedia under M month, right? And I look under, and I find under month, I find month's mind, I find month. And it says, in chronology, the conventional period of a lunation, the moon through all its phases, it is usually computed at some 29 to 30 days. For the computation of the month, And it's harmony with the solar calendar and 4 months in the order, in the months and others than the Gregorian calendar, see calendar, for the difference between the sidereal month and the syndaric month, see moon. Well, then it goes on to list January, February, March, April, May, June from the Genius, Emerald and the Gate, and then July, August, November. But there's nothing in that says anything about June 19th, 1969 was roughly, I would say, what, 57 years ago? Nothing in the Columbia Encyclopedia about June 19th. Got to wonder if, in fact, if it's just real or is it Memorex? I would say it's phony. So the campaign of disinformation and misinformation by the history revisionist continues. Yet another useless federal holiday. Banks are closed. And, of course, federal offices are closed. So they got a day off. Hey, what are you going to do, man? Hey, Bigfoot, our big patriot, how you doing? And I want to remind everybody that Bigfoot has a great blog spot. Go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Absolutely fantastic. He does a lot of work. As a matter of fact, Big, I'm going to take this personal point of privilege today. I like what you put on your blog spot today. New Market Battlefield, page 1 and 2. Across the road from the Bushong Farm, seen in part one, is a tunnel that goes under I-81. On the other side, a trail leads to other areas of New Market Battlefield. I walked through the tunnel, but there wasn't anything worth seeing close to the other side. And then today I visited the Virginia Museum of Civil War and the adjacent New Market Battlefield about a mile north of New Market, Virginia. On May 15th, 1864, Confederate troops, including cadets from Virginia Military Academy under the command of Major General John Breckinridge, who also was a former vice president, defeated a Union force led by Major General Franz Sigel. General Sigel was originally from the Duchy of Baden in Germany. Inside the museum is a statue of three men apparently engaged in some kind of tussle. And it's a cool picture. So Big, thanks for doing that. I love Bigfoot's history lessons at times. He takes some great pictures. Last week or 2 weeks ago, you'll see some fantastic pictures of somewhere in West Virginia. And then his notation and photos of the Civil War trails. He's done that before. So thanks, Big, for all you do. That's www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. And I want to say hello. Hey, Duck, how you doing? Nice to see you. Now, Sue is on the switchboard, by the way, Duck. So I know you like to send your regards to her every week. So, yeah, I played a little bit of Chain Gang in the background with this fictitious holiday that is consuming the political correctness, the multiculturalism, the Marxist cancer. As I like to start out every Monday with a little sports, and this one's pretty cool. The PGA had its U.S. Open week this past week, and it's the third major of four in the Grand Slam. It's an historic event. It's the 121st U.S. Open this year, and it was really good. Despite it being in the Marxist state of California, it was held at the famed L.A. Country Club in Los Angeles. Interesting note about Los Angeles, where this is located. Hello, Joe. Joe Gibson's in the house as well. Nice to see you, Joe. One thing about the famed LA Country Club, it is in the center, virtually, you know, just out in the outskirts of Los Angeles. But it's said that the land that the LA Country Club occupies, or has been on since the 20s, is worth billions, with a B, billions of dollars, because there's no land. And it's like billions of dollars. Anyways, so Thursday's opening round, we saw two record rounds of shot of 62, which is eight under par. And the lowest in a U.S. Open round has been 63, shot by Johnny Miller like about 50 years ago. Not just one 62, but two of them, veterans Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele, each shot a 62. And you thought, the USGA, they don't like high scoring in their major. They usually trick up a course and they want the scores to be really low. But this year they didn't really trick up the course. It's just a nice course. But by Sunday, no one could separate themselves from the pack. Two leaders were going into Sunday. One was Ricky Fowler, who shot the 62 on Thursday's round, and you could call him new, but a new winner in the PGA this year was Wyndham Clark. They were both tied at 10 under par. And in the end, Wyndham Clark played such steady golf. He made some unbelievable chips and par-saving and bogey-saving putts. He ended up winning by one shot at 10 under par, which was only two better than Thursday, so the USGA got what they wanted. But he won by one shot over the Irishman, Rory McIlroy. It was a wonderful tournament. It kept you on the edge of your seat all day if you're a golf fan. Even if you don't watch golf, but you watch the majors, it was fantastic. So congratulations to Wyndham Clark, a very good ball striker, an excellent driver of the ball this week. He is the winner of the 121st U.S. Open, his second PGA Tour win, his second win of the year, his first major of his career. So this young man has done a really fantastic job. It was an emotional one for him because his mother passed away when he was 18 years old, and he was at I think he was at one university. I forgot the name. I'm sorry. Transferred to the University of Oregon after her death. And, he had his ups and downs, and certainly you lose your mother at 18 years old to cancer. It's tragic. And he was close to his mother and father. And it was just a really cool win to see a good guy win. And with all the crap and the minutiae that's going on in the United States today and around the world, it's good to kind of break away with a good story. LPGA was in Michigan for the Meyer LPGA Classic. Sunday's final round saw some twists and turns as well, but in the end, Ireland's Leona Maguire took charge in the 13th hole. She shot out to a two-shot lead, and she never looked back. And she was taking on two individuals, Jutanagorn from Thailand and Communist China's Zhu Lin, and she ended up beating Aria Jutanagorn by two shots. And Communist China's Zhi Lin, who she was tied with, she ended up beating her by three shots. Leona Maguire surged ahead, and she shot a beautiful round, 64. So she wins her second LPGA tournament. So congratulations to Leona Maguire. She's a little bulldog, I'll tell you. If you ever get a chance to watch the ladies play, and these are biological women too, by the way, and it's just great to watch. I'm going to stay in the state of Michigan and talk about Hamtramck, Michigan. Now, I know Big probably knows this, but in Hamtramck, Michigan, it used to be a predominantly Polish city. And it's an old city. I guess it's an outskirts of Ford Motor, made it famous or made it a Polish occupying city. And over the years, though, it's died, basically, and it's been overtaken by the Islamic migrants who have come to America, procreated, and they have taken over Hamtramck, Michigan, including being the first city in the United States to play the call to prayer five times a day. And also, the significance of Hamtramck, the city of Hamtramck, the city council is all Islamic, all Muslims. Okay, freedom of religion, you're able to practice. But what's kind of ironic in this whole thing, the Islamic movement has glommed onto the Democrat Party. And why? Because the Democrat Party despises the U.S. Constitution. The Democrat Party despises the United States of America and our Republican form of government. And that Republican form of government is not it's not a partisan thing. I'm just reading from Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government. So the Democrat Party despises free enterprise and capitalism. So it's only fitting that the Islamic movement led by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is financed also by Saudi Arabia, they have attached themselves to the Democrat Party. As Omar Ahmad of Hamas Care stated, that Islam is not in America to be equal, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam, the only accepted religion on earth. Now, when you elevate Sharia over the U.S. Constitution, that's somewhat seditious. In some cases, it could be considered treason. Anytaways, going back to Hamtramck, Michigan, and the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party. Now, you all remember when a Christian baker, I believe in Colorado, declined to bake a cake for a gay couple and just basically said, go to another business. And you would think with the free enterprise system, businesses are not obligated to serve each and every person. And through their religious conviction, which under the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the right to religion shall not be prohibited. Free exercise thereof. Ah, but it is. Unless, of course, you're a member of the Democrat Party. Unless, of course, you are Islamic. Now, what the city of Hamtramck has done, and they are showing their pride. And what their pride is, the city council of Hamtramck, Michigan, the only U.S. locale with an all-Muslim government governing body and a mayor, voted unanimously Tuesday night to ban the display of the LGBTQRST pride flags on city properties. What? Huh? What? Wait a minute. Vito, what did you say? I said the City Council of Hamtramck, Michigan, the only U.S. locale with an all-Muslim governing body and mayor, voted unanimously Tuesday night to ban the display of the LGBTQRST pride flags on all city properties. Tensions ran high at the meeting as the proposal was discussed, particularly when the mayor pro temp and councilman Mohammed Hassan accused its opponents of making problems. His comments was met with jeers from the from those present, and a woman even kissed another woman sarcastically in response. The resolution states that on city properties, all American flags and the flags of other nations which represent the international character of the city may be flown, like the Palestinian flag and the flag of the flag from Saudi Arabia, the crosses and the crescents, and yeah, Turkey, okay, the Lebanese flag. The resolution states that on city property, only the American flag and flags of other nations which represent the international character of the city may be flown. It forbade the presence of any flags which represent or support a religious, ethnic, racial, political, or sexual orientation group. The mayor of Hamtramck, Amar Ghalib, clarified his position on the flag ban, saying, "We serve everybody." Wait a minute, he said, we serve everybody equally with no discrimination. Ghalib also noted that the makeup of his board and commission reflects the support for LGBTQRST persons. The Pride Flag resolution is in part a response to former Mayor Karen Majewski's decision to fly it outside of Hamtramck City Hall. The decision sparked intense debate in the city, with conservative Christian and Muslim communities joining forces to battle the LGBT community over proposed ordinances. The resolution passed despite the opposition of the LGBTQRST organizations in the city. Councilman Nayem Chowdhury noted, "We want to respect the religious rights of our citizens. You guys are welcome, but why do you have to have the flag shown on government property to be representative? Represented. You're already representative. You're already represented. We already know who you are. By making this about bigotry, it's making it like you want to hate us. Now, can you imagine if the Reverend Jerry Falwell said this? Can you imagine if anybody on the right had made this statement? I mean, can you, Nancy Pelosi's plastic surgery would have cracked. Adam Schiff would have grown another neck. And of course, the anti-American radical extremist Hakeem Jeffries, the new minority leader, he would have actually called them MAGAs, extreme MAGA Republicans. Well, these are Democrats. Okay. These support this community supports the Democrat Party. And as a result, the extremist minority leader in the U.S. House is silent. Even the representative from Mogadishu, Minnesota, who married her brother, incestuous Ilhan Omar, she's not said anything. All this compassion that the left wing tries to shove down America's throats. We want to respect the religious rights of our citizens. You guys are welcome. I just laughed because can you imagine someone like, I don't know, someone on the right saying, you guys are welcome? What does that mean? What does that mean? One person who did speak in favor of the decision was Hassan Ayoun, a Muslim community leader from Dearbornistan, Michigan. Ayoun communicated that while the LGBTQRSD community is welcome in Hamtramck, it's not necessary to publicize this opinion citywide. Pride Month, don't put it down our throats. You can be gay by yourself, but don't put the pride flag on city property. So much for inclusion. So much for fairness, so much for diversity and equity. DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. But you see, this only applies to when you're berating, when you're maligning anybody on the right wing. Anybody who you identify as being conservative, anybody that you identify as being a Christian. If you're a Christian baker and you refuse to bake a cake for a gay couple, then you're a bigot, you're a hate monger. You must be an extreme MAGA Republican. But when an entire city council then votes to not fly the gay pride flag, okay, in their city, there's absolute silence. Okay? Crickets. Right? The hypocrisy of the Democrat Party, the hypocrisy of the left wing continues to be exposed on a daily basis. And it goes to show further that all of this noise is just simply made up. It's meant to divide America. And the Democrat Party believes that they are the majority party. Just ask Bud Light. Sales down now, $23 billion they've lost since they've embraced a dude who cross-dresses as a six-year-old. Target has lost $12 billion. The hypocrisy of the left wing in America, the hypocrisy of the multicultural movement, while they embrace Marxism because they despise the United States of America. They despise our constitutional republic. And this is a prime example of the hypocrisy of the left wing. It really is. It's just, it's comical. And not one person, you know, Maxine Waters has a comment about everything. And as she talked about Hamtramck, how about, let's just look at the, of those representatives and senators from the state of Michigan, like Rashida Motherfucker Tlaib. She said nothing. Nothing. Crickets once again. Silence is consent. How about How about the senator, right, from the whose father was or husband was the longtime, you know, senator for like 50 years, the corruption of the Democrat Party? They've said nothing. How about Governor Whitless? Governor Whitless hasn't said a damn thing, and yet she has a comment for everything. And once again, the hypocrisy of the left wing has spoken volumes. Now, this next story, I have to, this one is hysterical. And before I get to the center of our of the show topics today, but I couldn't pass this up. I mean, this is like the dream team, okay, for the Democrat Party. So the wannabe dictator Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania, and for some odd reason, again, the liberalism is a mental disorder. And certainly we have two clear definitions of mental disorders. One is just listen to Joe Biden, and the other one is try to listen to the freshman senator from Pennsylvania, John Stutterman. Now, here is John Stutterman. I'm sorry, John Fetterman. Here is John Stutterman Fetterman trying to introduce or is in the process of introducing the wannabe dictator Joe Biden this past weekend. And it's painful to listen to. So if you're eating or if you're drinking something, you know, you may want to put it down. I'll give you a couple of seconds because I don't want it to come through your nose or, you know, you spit it across the wall or, you know, spit it at your loved one. And, you know, we don't want these accidents because coffee does stain. But here is John Stutterman introducing the imbecile in the White House, Joe Biden.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure.
In the what the hell did you say?
Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel, kind of a...
the hell is he talking about?
Law of the infraction.
In the what?
Bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
I mean, your brain cells have suffered a little bit. You're going to have moments like this.
I mean, if this is the sad state of politics in America today. I mean, and then the best part is when he opens up to introduce the wannabe dictator Joe. He says, I'm standing next to a collapsed bridge. I mean, in other words, Joe Biden has been a disaster these last 881 days. And even Fetterman, with a limited vocabulary, couldn't help. But note that Biden is a disaster and collapsed bridge. And then a delegation. I'm trying to between the words that are created and manufactured by WBD Joe Biden and Stutterman, man, it's like the individual who is doing the sign language has to have 25 years experience because they don't even know what the hell they're saying.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here.
A collapsed bridge.
And he.
Oh, this is what the U.S. Senate, the left wing, is embracing today. They want to so prop up John Fetterman that they prance him out, and the poor guy, he can't form fructures. Bigfoot says, I guess there isn't much difference between Joe Biden and the collapsed bridge. You're so wrong. You're so right on. I'm sorry. I just got to play this for you.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here.
He was better off singing Chain Gang, right?
I hear something saying.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad Al's not here. He wouldn't. But then, as we're talking about, a couple of imbeciles in the House and the Senate, in the White House and Senate, once again, the leadership inside the U.S. House, including the extremist minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, has said nothing. And I don't have the clip, but I'm sure you all have heard it. I'm not even going to play it because I'm not going to dignify this individual's commentary by having to listen to her say it, because I find it reprehensible. And while we're having a good laugh at the expense of John Stutterman and WBD Biden, there is a reprehensible individual who sits in the United States House of Representatives, aside from Adam Schitt and Maxine Waters, and it's Stacey Plaskett from the U.S. Virgin Islands. She had a commentary on the DNC MSNBC over the weekend. And, there's – with President Trump, he's guilty before he's innocent. And whether it's, Chris Christie, the establishment cabal's new candidate for the Republican primary, or it's each and every Democrat in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, President Trump is guilty before he's presumed innocent. And he's guilty before he's guilty. Let's just say that. Okay. And of course, he doesn't. They have tried and convicted him without allowing him to have his day in court. And they, the Democrat Party, they, the left wing, the cabal, the Washington, D.C. swamp, has turned their back and has basically avoided even speaking about Joe Biden and the Biden crime family and the paper trail that we're finding, including from eyewitnesses and banks, which really you can say is troubling that the IRS and the Department of Justice have copies of, which they're shielding the Fair Law Fraud. But back to the reprehensible Stacey Plaskett. So while she was on DNC MSNBC over the weekend, she made the comment, she, Plaskett, stated that having Trump not only have had the codes, but now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out there and put out, let me start again. Having Trump not only have had the codes, but now having the classified information for Americans and being able to put that out and share it in his resort with anyone and everyone who comes through should be terrifying to all Americans, and he needs to be shot, stopped. So here you have a sitting member of the Democrat Party in the United States House of Representatives calling for the assassination of a former president. A former president who has not been given a right to defend himself. And the reprehensible, the irresponsible, and recklessness of Stacey Plaskett, actually the ignorance of this broad, to state, to make such a baseless statement that President Trump is able to share sensitive information as resort, is troubling, it's ignorant. It's a campaign of disinformation and misinformation, which the Democrat Party has continued to do, which the Uniparty has continued to do, because that Uniparty includes Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey. And it's reprehensible that a sitting member of the U.S. Congress calls for the assassination, calls for a former president to be shot. Now, we all have said it flippantly, and you should be shot if you took $5 million from communist China. A sitting member of the United States House of Representatives who has shown her extreme bias, coupled with her ignorance, not affording President Trump his day in court, his day to defend himself, is what's reprehensible with the left wing, with the Uniparty in the United States of America today. The Uniparty, the establishment, the cabal, their plot has been to convict President Trump at any cost, irrespective of facts, irrespective of manufacturing those facts, such as they did with the Russian collusion, which turns out that Hillary Rotten Clinton and her campaign, the DNC, the Obama-Biden White House, all coordinated their efforts to manufacture and concoct a Russian collusion story. And now, this two-bit member of the House of Representatives from the U.S. Virgin Islands disrespects the former president, is denying him his right to a fair trial with her intentional misinformation and disinformation. We are learning that the boxes that the FBI is showing in order to bias Americans into thinking that they were all, those boxes all included top secret documents, nothing of the sort. Those boxes that they're showing were actually President Trump's personal information. Yet this same hapless and dishonest representative from the Virgin Islands has said nothing about Joe Biden having top secret and classified documents in no less than seven different locations, including at the Penn Biden Center, which was financed by the communist Chinese to the tune of $72 million, which the communist Chinese occupied an office in the Penn Biden Center. We also recently find out that Joe Biden had classified and top secret documents and or top secret documents in Chinatown in Washington, D.C., which we're also finding out, and we're learning, that communist China has police stations set up in no less than seven locations in seven cities in the United States of America. Now, supposedly Washington, D.C. did not make that list, and I find that convenient, especially since the revelation of the wannabe dictator Joe Biden having classified and top secret documents found in his D.C. Chinatown office. You see, and the difference being between the wannabe dictator Joe Biden and former President Trump is former President Trump has something, has the documents under what's called the Presidential Records Act, whereas Joe Biden had no business having top secret and or classified documents in his possession, because he would have had them in his possession as a U.S. senator and or a vice president, which means that Joe Biden stole those documents. Now, in 2016, Jerry Nadler authored one manifesto, a six-page manifesto, and it stated how we resist Trump and his extreme agenda. That was the mission statement from November 9th, 2016 to today, the mission statement by the Democrat Party, the mission statement by the Uniparty, the mission statement by the cabal in Washington, D.C. to attack, assail, malign, and destroy Donald Trump. Why? Because he's an outsider. That could be the only reason why. How dare President Trump put America first? How dare President Trump put Americans first? This is about elitism in Washington, D.C. After all, when Barack Hussein Satoru Obama, president of the United States, for 8 years engaged in covert operations to go after citizens of the United States, weaponized the Internal Revenue Service, by the way, and destroyed the Tea Party, weaponized the DOJ to go after a journalist, James Rosen, and his family, also using the Internal Revenue Service, weaponizing Immigration Department and Border and running guns to the Mexican drug cartel in order to destroy the Second Amendment, in order to dismantle the Second Amendment, which, by the way, the guns that Barack Hussein Satoru Obama and Eric Holder were running were used in a felony to kill a Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. And nothing. No one's saying a damn thing. Where is Stacey Plaskett talking about this, talking about Joe Biden having classified and top secret documents in his Delaware home, in one Delaware home where he kept his 1968 Corvette in a garage that Hunter Biden had access to? A crackhead. An individual who was bought and paid for by the Ukrainians. An individual who was bought and paid for by communist Russia. Oh, but there's a paper trail for that. It's not contrived. It's not made up. It's not manufactured like the Democrat Party did in order to destroy Donald Trump. So, of course, Stacey Plaskett has to go on DNC MSNBC, a friendly, okay, to make her statement, her misinformation and disinformation statement. Absolutely misleading. Classified information for Americans and being able to put out and share in his resort. Oh, okay, so you call the front desk. Excuse me, can you please bring in towels and 12 classified documents from President Trump's library? Yeah, this is room 1242. Could you please bring up a bottle of champagne and maybe 16 pages of classified documents from Donald Trump's personal library? The Democrat Party, and I'll use that, we'll confine it to that right now because that's where Stacey Plaskett is a member. You want to talk about a party that is dishonest and a party that is shielding and protecting, for whatever reason, Joe Biden. Well, you know, Joe Biden doesn't send out mean tweets. Well, Joe Biden doesn't send out tweets. His handlers send out tweets. Joe Biden is oblivious to what's happening. Whether it's MSNBC, DNC, or DNC ABC, they all expressing like, I don't get why President Trump is even or ahead of Joe Biden. You don't? You don't? I mean, where have you been the last 881 days? Do you not put gas in your car? I mean, do you not buy groceries? Have you seen the rate of inflation? Have you felt the rate of inflation? How is it that there's article after article, and you can go to bigfootsplace.blogspot.com this past week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there are articles in there talking about how Americans are depleting their savings because of the high rate of inflation. And the DNC ABC newsreaders go, I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand how President Trump could be that tied with Biden. Really? Biden unilaterally takes America off of energy independence, and you sit there and go, I don't know what's going on. And then John Fetterman says it the best.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here.
Oh, right, a collapsed bridge. It's one collapse after another. But, of course, the radical House minority leader, who's an extreme partisan, will never admonish his fellow Democrats, such as Stacey Plaskett, when their attacks are against President Trump. And certainly the cowardly lion Hakeem will excuse Representative Plaskett because her hatred is leveled against President Trump. I find it reprehensible that a sitting member of Congress, irrespective of party affiliation, calls for a former president to be shot. And why is this disconcerting? Because there's been an attack day after day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year since November of 2016, leveled against President Trump. Joe Biden has diarrhea of the mouth and brags about a $1 billion loan guarantee being withheld in order to fire a special prosecutor in Ukraine who was investigating a Ukrainian energy company by the name of Burisma. Oh, well, who sat on the board of Burisma at the time? Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines. So quickly, Joe Biden and Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama went into action, and they demanded to get special prosecutor fired. Well, you know, it's older. But the newest revelation that's come out, and Akeem Jeffries has his head in the sand because he's a radical and extreme partisan. The new revelation that's come out this past week is because of the termination of that special prosecutor, Viktor Shenko, Joe Biden received $5 million and crackhead Hunter received $5 million. That bribery is illegal. First of all, a quid pro quo is illegal by the president and vice president of the United States. And what did Nancy Pelosi do when Joe Biden had diarrhea of the mouth? She immediately sought to have President Trump impeached for making a phone call to Zelensky, President Zelensky, to inquire about what Joe Biden had bragged about at the Center for Security Policy. Joe Biden bragged about the big man on campus. And of course, the cowardly lion Hakeem, okay, the minority leader of the House, says nothing about this. By the way, he'll tweet out, well, the extreme MAGA Republicans, okay, the same old tired taglines, the same old tired cliches. But certainly, Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, the radical minority leader of the Democrat Party, will excuse Stacey Plaskett for her reprehensible comments. Mind you, there is nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. They are an abusive cabal who has utter contempt for the Constitution, for our constitutional republic, the United States of America. Just like the entire Democrat Party was silent about the illegal border crossing, the invasion of America, which is a violation of Article 4, Section 4 as well, and their utter contempt and hatred and their vile hatred, President Trump. It's disgraceful. It is truly a disgrace. So the wannabe dictator Joe Biden, communist Kamala, and the entire Biden-Harris regime have done more harm to national security. They have done more harm to national security. They are bleeding our strategic petroleum reserve dry while stopping America's energy independence to artificially lower gas prices. The National Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which holds 714 million barrels of oil, was drained down to 355 million barrels of oil, a unilateral decision by Joe Biden and his handlers to artificially lower gas prices for the 2022 midterm elections. All he had to do was go back to making America energy independent again, but instead, Biden and his handlers decided to drain the petroleum reserve, which, by the way, was topped off by President Trump. Was filled to capacity by President Trump, $20 a barrel, a net dollar of zero as a result of America's energy independence. It's reported that the White House recently cut a deal to buy 20 million barrels of oil with Russia at $80 a barrel. Now, you do the math, okay? And it doesn't matter if you use the Common Core. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. You're buying 20 million barrels of oil to increase the strategic petroleum reserve supply to 375 million barrels, and you're buying it at $80 a barrel. Joe Biden is a disaster. He's a bridge that's fallen. We have an energy crisis that he created. We have a border crisis that the Biden-Harris regime has created. The wannabe dictator Joe Biden has ceded global control to the New World Order, such as the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and now Communist China. Communist China has compromised the wannabe dictator Joe Biden, buying off that little frail old fraud and his family, his crime family. And that's why we have a distraction of going after President Trump. But the wannabe dictator is the gift that keeps on giving. Aside from John Stutterman, once again, Joe Biden shows his embarrassment. But while Joe Biden was giving his anti-constitutional speech about gun control at the University of Hartford, that's in New England, University of Hartford. Joe Biden ended his speech by saying, "God save the Queen, man." Now, I don't know if that was a transgender slap, man, or if it was simply, where is this guy's allegiance? Yeah, you don't believe me? Here is WBD Joe Biden in his own words.
All right, well, I tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the White House photographer to come up, and all I'm going to do is I'm going to stand. I usually shake everybody's hand, but I'm going to stand in front of each section. No, I really mean it. And then, and if you can see the camera, they can see you. And it's the least consequential part of this whole meeting for you, I promise. All right? God save the Queen, man.
I mean, when has a president of the United States ever said that? Is it difficult, even with dementia, to remember the words, God bless America? I mean, is that something that, because you have no allegiance to the United States of America, it makes it really easy to start lauding God Save the Queen? Now, someone didn't tell WBD Biden that Queen Elizabeth died, and now it's King Charles III, and it should have been Hail to the King. But, you know, it's no longer an embarrassment. It's a disgrace. And it's a disgrace because we've been duped. The American people have been duped. The wannabe dictator Joe Biden's mental acuity and his capacity continues in decline. It continues to decline right before our eyes. And it's not just the only case of stating God save the Queen. Tripping over an imaginary sandbag, falling off your bike, tripping up the stairs, going to Air Force One, not once, not twice, not three times, but on several different occasions. Handshaking air. And then not being able to complete sentences. It's not funny any longer. And this same individual is being propped up to run for re-election. And Senator and Representative Stacey Plaskett is concerned about President Trump having access to the nuclear codes when an imbecile is in the White House right now who has no idea where he's at. Instead of saying something simple like, God bless America, God save the Queen, man. I mean, he was already given an anti-constitutional sermon at the University of Hartford, and he ends it by lauding a queen? This guy's mental acuity is declining faster than the I-95 bridge collapse. I mean, at what point does a nasty Pelosi come forth and say, we have to invoke the 25th Amendment because the mental capacity of the President of the United States. Oh, wait a minute. She did. That was for Donald Trump because she wanted to portray President Trump having mental issues when, in fact, it was her and it's her party that has the mental issues. But it gets better. And, of course, the anti-American cabal continues to cover up for the frail old fraud, the wannabe dictator Joe Biden. Deputy White House Press Secretary Olivia Dalton later addressed the incident, stating that Biden was commenting to someone in the crowd. But without providing further clarification, we did learn that Olivia Dalton was referring to a royal sandbag who was in the crowd. It was in the front row. And the WBD Biden didn't want to trip on it once again, as he did at the Air Force Academy last week. Yeah, they didn't address the issue. He was commenting to someone in the crowd. Sure. Yep. That's the way you end it. Yep. A royal sandbag. And of course, members of the WBD party are silent. Nancy Pelosi was so concerned about President Trump's mental acuity, she and her fellow anti-Americans had to fabricate a mental disorder, yet they're absolutely silent with WBD Joe Biden's rapid decline in his mental health and mental awareness. And the handlers duped us with a despot. But it doesn't stop there, folks. Just a ray of sunshine today, aren't I? Congressional actions that continue to act not in the best interest of the United States of America, not in the best interest of we the people. And this one was put forth by a radical Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Democrat Party pushes bill to give immigrants free health insurance, food stamps immediately upon entering the country. So just remember this. When the dishonest Democrats look at into the camera and they look at you, okay, and they use the term rule of law, they're full of crap. They're liars. Now, we know the Democrat Party, we know the uniparty members are liars, but this really takes the cake. Illegal aliens, illegal immigrants who enter the country illegally now, the Democrats sought to introduce a bill to give illegal immigrants free health insurance, free food stamps immediately upon entering. On Thursday, Democrats in the House and Senate introduced a bill aiming to eliminate the five-year waiting period for immigrants to access federal benefits. That's illegal immigrants. The current law mandates that most immigrants wait for a period of 5 years after obtaining their official immigration status before they become eligible to access certain benefits, federal benefits. The new bill is introduced by the far-left Democrat Pramila Jayapal and Tony Cardenas, as well as Senator Mazi Hirano, would eliminate the five-year wait and award taxpayer-funded benefits to immigrants as soon as they receive immigration status. Yes, folks, the fiscal irresponsibility in Washington, D.C. continues. There was a reason to remove the debt ceiling and table it until January 1st, 2025. The fiscal irresponsibility of the United States House of Representatives, the fiscal irresponsibility of the United States Senate, the fiscal irresponsibility of the Democrat Party and the Uniparty is endless. We have veterans who served their country with dignity, were wounded and maimed in battle, who can't get adequate health care. And we're going to ensure that taxpayers fund illegal aliens who entered the United States illegally. And so there is a reason why Joe Biden opened the borders on January 20, 2021. There's a reason why the anti-constitutional and anti-American Alejandro Mayorkas was put in place to head the Department of Homeland Security. There's a reason why Joe Biden and Communist Kamala Harris never went down to the border. And it's why anti-Americans like Alexandria Cortez and the squad fabricated what President Trump had done with regards to closing the border, fabricating about cages, fabricating about banning all Muslims. And now these same radical anti-Americans in the United States House of Representatives, who have one mission, a mission only, is to legalize the 7+ million illegal aliens who disrespected the rule of law by illegally entering the United States of America and now, having paid nothing, having paid zero, contributed zero to the United States Treasury, U.S. taxpayers who work 40, 50, 60 hours, who are struggling to make ends meet, our tax dollars are going to reward individuals who broke the rule of law. In New England, you've watched your utility costs, your electric bills virtually double overnight in November to December. You watched your oil bills go up three times. Businesses around the country are watching their gas prices, their natural gas prices, quadruple. And they can't raise prices fast enough to keep up with the rapid rise in energy costs. Why? Because of how the Biden-Harris regime have sold America out to the globalist movement, to the globalist cabal, to eliminate fossil fuel, but only have it apply to the United States and the European Union. And they have a useful idiot in the White House who's putting for signing the agenda that his handlers are putting in front of him. And I say that because Joe Biden is not smart enough to do this by himself. God save the Queen, man. There's a reason why 7 million plus illegal aliens were allowed to pour through America's borders. They are future Democrat Party voters. They have no skin in the game in the United States of America. There's no allegiance to the United States of America, not like a legal immigrant who comes to the United States and seeks citizenship lawfully, as the 1 million legal migrants do annually. They take that pledge to protect and defend the United States of America. There is no allegiance by illegal aliens. Are some making a better life for them? Absolutely. That's what the United States affords, but you do it legally. To the tens of thousands of legal migrants who were forced to invest $100,000, $200,000, $400,000, $500,000 in order to hire Americans in their business, it's a tremendous slap in the face by the Democrat Party. To our seniors in America who struggle to heat their houses, struggle to buy food, struggle with medical. This is a kick in the gut by the very party, the very political party who professes that they have your best interest at heart, the Democrat Party. Pramila Jayapati is a radical. a radical anti-American. Oh, but she got Senator Cory Booker to also sign on to hold illegal aliens in higher esteem than American citizens, than our American seniors. Our American seniors have been programmed that by age 65, they can retire and live off of Social Security and any savings that they may have, except the false insecurity of Social Security was designed to make Americans dependent upon the federal government. And now the Democrats are emboldened. The Uniparty is more emboldened in Washington, D.C., with the debt ceiling being removed until January of 2025. The fiscal irresponsibility is second to none by the radicals in Washington, D.C., by the anti-Americans in Washington, D.C., by the anti-constitutionalists in Washington, D.C. In a statement, Jayapal referred to the stipulation in the current legislation, which was passed by Congress in 1996 and signed into law by card-carrying Democrat and then President Bill Clinton, as cruel, xenophobic, unreasonable barriers to health care, nutrition assistance, and other life-changing public benefits. Excuse me, you know what's cruel and xenophobic? What's cruel is you've opened the borders for anybody and everybody to pour through the borders, including terrorists, including those that are on no-fly lists, including Islamic terrorists, including communist Chinese, 148 countries have poured through the border. Don't tell us it's cruel. What's cruel is making false promises to people. And now with the flood of illegal aliens coming through the borders in the United States of America, now sanctuary cities in America, all these goody two-shoes like Martha's Vineyard, or I should say Martha's Vineyard in San Francisco, New York City, all these sanctuary cities who gave us this beautiful oration of how they care, they can't afford it any longer. That's cruel, Jayapala. That is cruel. What's cruel is our seniors having to set their thermostats to 55 degrees in the wintertime because they can't afford to heat their homes. That's cruel, Representative Jayapala. But you don't care because as long as you can give us meaningless cliches and empty slogans, that's all that matters. It's cruel that our veterans have to wait for health care. That's cruel. And it's cruel that you're using and abusing American taxpayer dollars to fund your anti-American schemes. In a shortly unrelated news less than 2 months ago, Jayapal, along with Senator Cory Booker and Representative Adam Smith, reintroduced the Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act. There you go. You know, isn't it beautiful how these anti-Americans in Washington, D.C., they love to use those great terms. Oh, the Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act. And, of course, the left-wing, the Uniparty has to use all of the slogans and all of the cliches. They have to go all the multicultural nonsense that is designed to, as Marxists have said, to divide the nation, to divide America. The Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act, which would repeal the mandatory detention of immigrants entering the country illegally and make it harder to detain asylum seekers, pregnant women, LGBTQRST individuals, survivors of torture or gender-based violence, and people under age 21. Mandatory detention of migrants entering the country illegally. So when you hear the Democrat Party, when you hear the Uniparty talk about the rule of law, it's just a slogan. It's a meaningless cliche, and it's to give you the false sense of security that they care. Because in Washington, D.C., they don't care. Representative Jayapal doesn't care. Cory Booker doesn't care. It's about power. It's about control. And you know what? It's about bankrupting the United States of America, bankrupting the American taxpayer. Saul Alinsky lists eight schemes, eight bullet points. One of them is create unsustainable debt. And it's exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C., with both parties, by the way, both parties, since we're a two-party system, maybe three if you can consider the independents, who, by the way, are nothing but Democrats. Enter the United States illegally, you should be rewarded now. That's the mentality of the left wing in America today. And what are we to do? Right? What are we to do? We petition our government for a redress of grievances. And when you have a wannabe dictator in the White House, he will weaponize the departments to go after you for redressing your government for or petitioning your government for a redress of grievances. I tell you, it's one radical notion after another. It's one radical scheme after another. And the plot is the same. The plot is the same, whether it's the green scam, or now, of course, it's the congressional actions to reward illegal immigration into the United States. There's no rule of law. The United States Congress, the United States Senate, United States House, the executive branch, they all have abridged. They violated Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. They have failed to give each state in the Union a Republican form of government. And two, they have failed to protect each of them against invasion. That's the only truth that we can look at with the United States Congress, with the executive branch of government inside our U.S. Constitution. They're abridging our right to free speech. They're abridging our right to freedom to peaceably assemble. They're abridging our right to petition the government for grievances. They've abridged Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. They're abridging the Second Amendment. They're diluting the Second Amendment. God save the Queen, man. What is it? You're just going to do a background check. Let's change it. You know, you can't buy a weapon till you're 21. And then Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, we should change the voting age to 16. Well, excuse me, we'll change the voting age to 16, but they can't buy a weapon until 21. So if they're not mature enough to buy a weapon, why are they mature enough to buy a vote? It's just flat out irresponsibility. We have a government who's lost its way. And you know what? You know what's encouraging? And this is what's being avoided by the media. As the wannabe dictator Joe Biden and communist Kamala, well, actually, you can't say Kamala because no one knows where she's at. No one's seen her in, I don't know how many days now. Anyways, with the wannabe dictator Joe Biden, whose regime is forcing this transgender movement down America's throats and wanting it to appear to be mainstream, we the people have had other ideas because of values. You know what? I'm sure conservatives out there who are listening, you don't care if someone's gay. I don't care. Don't care what your sexual preference is. And if you keep it to yourself, you don't care what my sexual preference is. But when it's forced upon, and you've got corporations now like Anheuser-Busch, who are lauding a biological male dressing up as a six-year-old girl, and you're lauding that, guess what happened? The majority of Americans, contrary to what the left-wing government wants you to believe, contrary to what Marxists want you to believe, Americans have just rejected any premise of that, haven't they? 8 hours of Bush sales for Bud Light are down $23 billion, or they lost $23 billion in market value. And then we're being forced by Target, the same thing with the LGBTQRST and transgender movement. And Target has taken a $12 billion hit, which tells me that the American people are awakening. The American people are fed up. The American people know that paying $16 more for a fill-up, $20 more for gas at the pump, paying $250 more for utility costs per month, paying 50% more for groceries. And while the dimwits in the DNC media, those newsreaders go, I don't understand why Biden's not doing any better. I don't understand. What's the appeal of President Trump? I don't understand it. We do. We the people do. We the people understand what's going on, and we don't like it. And we don't like what's happened in the last 881 days, because that's all it's taken to awaken the American people. I'm going to take a quick break and get into the topic of Iran. And this is important because it goes along with a couple of incidents that occurred. And I'll do the teaser. Last week that we discussed with regards to the Persian Gulf. It also goes to the removal of the debt ceiling to January 1st, 2025. I already pointed out what the radical left wing wants to do in America and rewarding illegal aliens with health care. Driver's license, by the way. And food stamps. And now the liar in chief, the wannabe dictator, Joe Biden, is covertly speaking with Iran and meeting in Oman. And is talking about giving $17 billion to the Iranian regime. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Freshen up, get your coffee. Going to rehydrate. I still have some espresso here, so heat it up, and I'll be right back, folks.
Can't handle the truth!
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it?
You!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order. You don't know what out of order is.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Important principles may and must be inflexible.
Somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
It's a nasty truth. But those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws.
and regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course.
Nothing ends here. Our hopes of our journeys continue.
We must act today in order to preserve tomorrow.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape from. This is the last stand on Earth.
Well, gentlemen, when the shit hits the fan, some guys run and some guys stay. Now I'm just getting warmed up.
And now, back to Vito and Al.
That was done by a good friend, Golf Dogs. That is an excellent, excellent break. That is our epic break. So thank you, Ron, for that. That was really, really well done. I love it, man. I love it. I love President Reagan, who nails it, makes a statement back in the 80s, and it's applicable today, 30 years later, 40 years later. And it's the same issues that we're facing, but it's worsened, I think. Now the American people, we're getting knocked down, but we're getting back up, and we're getting back up and we're standing firm. Unfortunately, we have those at the highest level of government in the executive branch and in the legislative branches who don't hold the United States in high esteem any longer, who don't value the rule of law and have utter contempt for the United States Constitution. It's almost like they're aiding and abetting our enemies. And in the latest news to come out, and this, I was reading the Bigfoot'sPlace.blogspot.com this past Saturday, and I do read the Gatestone Institute, and Bigfoot had an article linked to the Gatestone Institute, and the article is written by Majid Ravizadeh, and Majid is an expert on Iran. And if you go to the Gatestone Institute, June 17th, Majid writes, the Biden administration's secret capitulation to Iran's regime. Now, there's been a fascination with Iran and an allegiance with Iran, not just with wannabe dictator Joe Biden, but first with the Barack Hussein, Sator Obama, and Joe Biden regime. And John Kerry was part of that problem, part of that inner circle, who was negotiating without Senate consent a treaty. And it was not a treaty because in the U.S. Constitution, it states that the United States Senate must be the body that confirms or approves of a treaty. And the deceitfulness, the disinformation and misinformation by one Barack Hussein, Sator Obama, and Joe Biden was to present their Iran deal as a treaty. And there's a reason why the dumbing down of America, the reason why the U.S. Constitution is no longer taught. And that is to keep people ignorant and unknowing of what the rule of law actually states. And there was no advising consent of the U.S. Senate or by the U.S. Senate with regards to a deal that the Barack Hussein, Sator Obama, and Biden regime unilaterally agreed to without the advised consent of the U.S. Senate. And there was a little bit of a break in there after Barack Hussein, Sator Obama was term limited out and the pantsuit princess Hillary Rodham Clinton did not win the 2016 election. And despite the chronic and constant attacks on President Trump, he moved forward and he placed the United States of America's interest first, and not those of greedy individuals, especially those individuals who were okay dealing with despotic and theocratic terrorist regimes, such as Iran. But don't be disheartened, Americans. The wannabe dictator Joe Biden has restarted those talks with Iran and has done it in a covert manner. The Biden administration is also reportedly wants to pump $17 billion into the Iranian regime's treasury. These benefits will not only enable the mullahs to finalize their nuclear weapons program, but also to send more arms to Russia to attack Ukraine, as well as to further enable the regime's ruthless expansion throughout the Middle East in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, and the terrorist groups in the Gaza Strip and throughout Latin America. And what Americans don't realize, and thanks to a media who is shielding and protecting the left wing, the Democrat Party, the Uniparty in America, and attacking and assailing conservatives, attacking and assailing Republicans, attacking and assailing those that are pro-American, the media has failed America concerning national security. And while the Biden-Harris regime have plunged America into chaos, keeping Americans constantly off balance, if we look outside the noise intentionally caused by Biden-Harris and their handlers as a distraction, we see how communist China has stepped in to become the global diplomat, engaging not with Western nations, but building alliances with those countries who also despise the United States of America. They despise our individual freedoms and liberties. And they continue their domination, aligning with countries such as Russia, Iran, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, and Oman. And while the United States is mired in debt created by the Marxist movement in America, now with the debt ceiling removed through January 1, 2025, the wannabe dictator Biden and his anti-American regime are reportedly looking to pump $17 billion into the Iranian regime's treasury. $17 billion, folks. $17 billion, and you have the communist China buying oil from Iran, which also has enabled Iran to get out of the financial malaise that they are suffering. And rightly so, because they've embraced terrorism. Iran funds terrorist organizations such as Hamas and Hezbollah. They fund Hamas to kill Jews in Israel. They fund Hamas to attack Israel on a daily basis. Iran funds Hezbollah in Lebanon, who also has engaged in attacking Israel. Not only that, what isn't known is, or what is known little, is that Hezbollah runs training camps, terrorist training camps, in South America's tribe border region. Now, we reported on this, we at Global Patriot Radio reported on this in 2008. And nothing has changed. And sadly, just like the explanatory memorandum mission of the Muslim Brotherhood, it's fallen on deaf ears. Sadly, what Omar Ahmad, the co-founder of CARE, stated, that Islam is not in America to be equal but to become dominant, has fallen on deaf ears. And nothing has changed in South America's tri-border region of Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay. There are three cities, Puerto Iguazu in Argentina, Ciudad del Este in Paraguay, and Foz do Iguaçu in Brazil. The area is well known as a haven for illicit activities ranging from counterfeiting to intellectual property theft to money laundering, and has been pointed to as a central point for the laundering of funds from drug trafficking and for the funding of terrorist organizations specializing in financial crime. The area known as the largest illicit economy in the Western Hemisphere, a Federal Research Division Library of Congress reports, notes that while estimates of the amount of money laundering in the tri-border area vary greatly, the amount was reported to average $12 billion a year as of 2000-2001. For 22 years, the terrorist training camps engaged in money laundering, engaged in trafficking, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sending trained terrorists in through our southern borders to the tune of $12 billion a year. That's what Iran funds. And we're going to give $17 billion of taxpayer money to the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran. Brazilian authorities have estimated that more than $6 billion U.S. dollars a year in illegal funds is laundered in the tri-border region. That's just in Brazil. Every evening, a dozen armored trucks loaded with laundered money leave Ciudad del Este for Foz do Iguaçu in the Brazilian town on the opposite side of the border. A DNC MSNBC report finds that some smugglers cross the border up to 20 times in one day, and the situation is complicated by the economic independence of the three countries. And what makes it worse is there's now a Marxist president in the country of Brazil. A Marxist president in Brazil who's aligned himself with communist China. A Marxist president in Brazil, and Brazil being part of BRICS, which includes China, which now trades not in the U.S. dollar, but trades in the yuan, the communist Chinese currency, and the Brazilian currency. And they've scrapped the U.S. dollar as a trading source. Lula is a communist and has embraced communism and is corrupt and has been corrupt. And today, the wannabe dictator Joe Biden wants to give $17 billion to Iran. Communist China is financing the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran, which has resurrected their fledgling economy. And you see, Communist China supports these radical and extremist regimes all across the world, including now Communist China, which is 75 miles south of America's southern border, southernmost border, Key West. And why is this all important? Because while the goal is to isolate the United States of America by the globalist movement led by the New World Order's World Economic Forum and the United Nations, Communist China has quickly evolved as the world's dominant country. The renegotiation to use the dollar, the world currency, the U.S. dollar, as a trading source, not just in Brazil, but with the five BRIC nations, our allies, including France in the European Union, has negotiated with Communist President Xi to trade not in U.S. dollars, but in the euro and the yuan. Communist Russia in bed with communist China. One, to test weapons along with Iran, to test their new defense weapons on the arena of war in with Ukraine. And communist Russia now is trading not in the U.S. dollar, but in their own currency and the yuan. Do you kind of see where this is going? And last week we reported, and why is this important? Because Oman is also involved in this $17 billion deal that's being brokered covertly. Because last week we reported, and it's been reported, and you can go to bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. I believe it's in Wednesday of the week before last edition, that informed that four Persian Gulf nations now have joined with communist China to patrol the Persian Gulf. And they pushed the United States of America off to the side. They pushed them away. The United States doesn't belong there, says Iran. Saudi Arabia, you know, the country that financed 19 Muslim men who attacked the United States of America on 9/11/2001, they're part of that consortium, as is the United Arab Emirates, as is Oman. These four nations have joined with communist China to patrol the Persian Gulf. American tankers have been detained, as they call it, by Iranian forces. You see, this is the great reset that the World Economic Forum's leader, Klaus Schwab, was talking about. The pandemic provided a great opportunity to reset the world. And there's a reason why Joe Biden was installed as president of the United States, because this shit wouldn't have happened under a Donald Trump presidency and was not happening under a Donald Trump presidency. What a coincidence that the Wuhan virus was released just after, days after President Trump negotiated a deal for the United States taxpayer to stop subsidizing communist China with trade to the tune of $535 billion a year. What a coincidence. The world economy was shut down within days after that deal was negotiated. And yet, there's no talk about the subsidy with China, with regard to the trade subsidy with China. That's pushed off the table. I mean, hell, when communist China can buy Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, what do they have to worry about? You know, Biden and his handlers abruptly flee Afghanistan. 20 years in Afghanistan. Thousands of American troops killed in Afghanistan. Thousands more injured and maimed in Afghanistan, including 13 Americans dead as a result of Joe Biden abruptly fleeing Afghanistan. And who walks in to fill the void unscathed? Communist China. Is there any coincidence? And now communist China has made their move globally. And the reckless nature, the anti-American nature of Joe Biden to propose, or I should say, Joe Biden and handlers to propose $17 billion to Iran is reckless and irresponsible. Majid writes, the Biden administration, by keeping the American people and Congress in the dark regarding these ongoing secret negotiations with Iran, appear to understand that it is doing something malign. Do we understand what Majid is stating here? The Biden regime is intentionally keeping the American people and Congress in the dark The executive branch is keeping Congress in the dark, which means the Biden regime is intentionally abusing and abridging the U.S. Constitution. Now, remember, the President of the United States and the VP of the United States take an oath of office to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution. They have not only violated the trust of the American people, they have violated their oath of office. What we are witnessing today in America by the executive branch of government is treason. Where are those members of Congress? Huh? How is it the Gatestone Institute is aware of these treasonous actions and the U.S. Congress remains silent? The majority leader of the Senate, Senator Chuck Schumer, is silent. The minority leader of the U.S. Senate, Mitch McConnell, his wife, married to Chinese nationalists, silent. Senator Schumer, you know, is the know-it-all mouth from New York, the know-it-all majority leader. He has all the answers. He has no problem maligning and attacking President Trump. Suddenly, Chuck Schumer goes deaf, dumb, and blind. The hypocrisy of the left wing of the Uniparty is allowing the violation of the U.S. Constitution by the very party that professes to uphold the rule of law. And there's that term again, rule of law. How about the minority leader of the U.S. House, you know, the anti-constitutional radical Hakeem Jeffries, also from the state of New York? Hakeem Jeffries likes to use the DNC sound bites to attack and malign pro-Americans. Yet this moron, who was anointed by Nancy Pelosi, has nothing to say about the illicit activities of the Biden-Harris regime and their covert operations and their continued support of anti-American terrorist regime? Oh, but the radical MAGA Republicans, the extreme MAGA Republicans. I guess it's okay with both the anti-American party leaders such as Schumer and Jeffries. Hell, let's throw in McConnell too, all three. Okay, they support spending $17 billion America doesn't have. And they're spending it giving it to a terrorist regime of Iran. Jeffries shows his partisan anti-American bitterness on a daily basis, criticizing Americans who support the United States of America, who support the U.S. Constitution, who believe in the United States of America. Hakeem Jeffries criticizes Americans who are patriotic and believe in the Constitution. And yet, he refuses to uphold the rule of law? The article goes on to say, the country is disastrously affected by any deal with the Islamist regime of Iran are only the U.S., the Gulf states, Israel, Latin America, and Europe. I don't think, in some cases, though, you have to question whether Latin America is actually going to be affected by this, other than the tri-border region will flourish even more since the theocratic terrorist regime of Iran will be flush with cash, not to spend on their people, but to spend on furthering terrorism around the world, including terrorizing the United States. The Biden administration nevertheless appears determined to give the ruling mullahs of Iran the ultimate $17 billion gift. It wasn't enough that Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and Joe Biden sent, $3 billion in unmarked bills to the mullahs in Iran in the dead of night on two separate planes? $3 billion of U.S. euro currency and yuan? The nuclear deal, so that Iran will promise not to use their nuclear weapons on this administration's watch. Now catch this one. Brett McGurk, the wannabe dictator Biden's senior Middle East advisor, took a low-profile trip to Amman earlier this month for talks on possible diplomatic outreach to Iran. It seems that this is more than talks. Neither the U.S. nor Oman made the visit public, suggesting only something as serious as Iran could have called for such secrecy. And again, folks, what's the significance of this? Why is this paragraph relevant? Because Brett McGurk, the wannabe dictator Joe Biden's senior Middle East advisor, took a low-profile trip to Oman. And what happened just last week in the Persian Gulf? Why is it important to point out the concerns surrounding communist China? Because you have to connect the dots. And as I stated, just last week, it was reported that Iran, Saudi Arabia, Oman, United Arab Emirates, and communist China are to form a joint navy to protect security in the Persian Gulf. Oman. And just last month, who goes to Oman? The senior Middle East advisor for wannabe dictator Joe Biden. Connect the dots. Why was Joe Biden tapped to be installed? Joe Biden's weak. His handlers are anti-American. We all know this, and so does Iran. So does China, communist China. And communist China now, it's showing that has bought Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. So why is the United States about to pay $17 billion to Iran? Why is the United States secretly in talks with Oman without the knowledge of the U.S. Congress? Why is it that there's one U.S. Senator, Marsha Blackburn, is the only member to express any type of concern? That phony and that fraud, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, who's maligned President Trump at every turn for his pro-American actions, is silent about his own party's leader, the wannabe dictator Joe Biden, and his anti-American, anti-constitutional actions, his secrecy. There's nothing transparent about Joe Biden. The secrecy of negotiating with Iran, negotiating with Oman, negotiating with communist China, who's actively engaged in diplomacy with Iran, with Saudi Arabia, with communist, with Oman. It's unbelievable when you start connecting the dots how rogue and how anti-American our government is. One U.S. senator, one, has expressed outrage. Not one leader, irrespective of their party affiliation in the House and in the Senate, has demanded answers on why these covert trips are being done at the expense of national security. And now, at the expense of U.S. taxpayers, who are going to foot the bill to the tune of $17 billion. It is time for a change, folks. It is time for a change in Washington, D.C. And a message has to be sent like no other message we've sent before. This negotiating with terrorists, underhanded covert operation, and this total disrespect for the American taxpayer has got to come to an end. A man who has been in government for his entire political life is nothing but a political whore. An anti-American, an anti-constitutionalist who can't even put a sentence together any longer. Yeah, he's a collapsed bridge for certain. And sadly, there's nothing transparent about the wannabe dictator Biden-Harris regime. There is nothing transparent about them. They are the most secretive, they are the most dishonest and corrupt regime that we have seen since Obama, since the Clintons. We thought the Clintons were corrupt. And you know, members of Congress on both parties, the Uniparty, is just as guilty for allowing this crap to happen. Thankfully, the Gatestone Institute, Majid Rafizadeh, is the only one that's been on top of this. Certainly nobody in Congress is on top of this. Maybe they should start reading the Gatestone Institute to keep up on what's going on and how dishonest the Biden-Harris regime truly are. Someone recently replied, Neville Chamberlain believed that diplomacy was the best way to go. I continue to believe Biden said on June 14th that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome. Then leave the checkbook at home, Joe. There is no checkbook in diplomacy. In the meantime, Communist China is flexing their red arm and they're supplanting the United States as a world leader. What did Klaus Schwab say of the World Economic Forum? The pandemic provided a great opportunity to reset the world. The Biden administration, by keeping the American people and Congress in the dark regarding these ongoing secret negotiations with Iran, appear to understand that is doing something malign. And I think he was being very kind when he said malign. The country is disastrously affected by any deal Islamic regime of Iran. Are only the United States, the Gulf States, Israel, Latin America, and Europe. The Biden administration nevertheless appears determined to give the ruling mullahs of Iran the ultimate $17 billion gift. The deadly nuclear deal so that Iran will promise not to use their nuclear weapons on this administration's watch. Wow. I mean, we should take Iran at their word, right? I mean, the mullahs never lie. And in the meantime, the mullahs now are funding Hamas to kill Jews, to attack Israel. The mullahs are funding Hezbollah and the tri-border region to fund terrorist training camps and terrorists who are making their way to the United States of America through the open southern border. Is there anybody in Congress who's listening? Is there anybody in Congress who, anybody, irrespective of party affiliation, any leaders of Congress, Akeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy? No, we have to deal with the collapsed bridge called Joe Biden. Well, folks, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you listening to Global Patriot Radio. Wednesday, Hank Jones and Poly Sports will be on at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Hank will let you know if there's going to be a show Thursday called The Hankerings. Friday, I'll be back at 12 p.m. Eastern Time with Take No Prisoners. Saturday, Osama Dakduk and the beautiful Christie revealing the truth about Islam at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to really understand Islam and you want to listen to an expert, I believe that Minister Simon Dakduk is definitely an expert. Also, you can purchase the generous Quran, which has been accurately translated into English by Minister Simon Dakduk. And the one thing that scares the hell out of the Islamists is Osama Dakduk speaks Arabic and he understands their dawah, and that's a threat to them. Monday, Alan, I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Please keep G-Ski and Sue in your prayers. Annie, Southern Sense Talk Radio. Check her out Friday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 1 to 4 p.m. with her great co-host, author Curtis Bennett. If you want a break and you want an apolitical show, check out the Simone Nicole Show on Spreaker.com. That's on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Spreaker.com. Audrey Russo, go to AudreyRusso.com at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays. Audrey has a great show. She has a great co-host, Mr. P. He gives a great rant, man. Every week, the guy's on fire. Check out Audrey Russo at AudreyRusso.com. And Joe Gibson's in the house, who's running for a North Carolina House seat. He's got a show on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Restoring Our Republic. Thank you, Sue from New Mexico. Bigfoot, our big patriot. Check out Bigfoot's place, his Blogspot. It is www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Excellent Blogspot. Ducky Northwest, nice to see you, Duck. And, of course, Joe Gibson. Check out Joe's show, Restoring Our Republic, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesdays. Folks, thank you for joining me. You all be safe out there. Be aware of your surroundings. Contact your congressmen and senators concerning this $17 billion giveaway by the individual occupying the White House, wannabe dictator Joe Biden. God bless you guys. Be safe out there. Ciao for now. Ciao for now.